I don't want anybody to know I called you, but I want you personally to one big job you do before you go out if you don't do anything else, and that is, while you and I are here, I want to watch with all the care and caution and judgment that you've ever built up over 40, 50 years, these embassies and what those are dedicated to overthrowing us are doing. Now, I saw where these three soldiers the other night. I want to see that they interviewed from hell to breakfast. I see where this fellow that's with Okonski, I see his. Now, I would take any of the other patterns where they're having lunch with these writers and these other things, and I would see if we don't have a little pattern there. I see that Utah says that Bresnik, what he said about us can't be quoted because he wouldn't dictate it even to a secretary. And I asked him, said, well, if you got a male secretary, can't you dictate what's said? No, he said it's too, what he said about the Americans and Johnson is too vulgar to dictate to a male secretary even. Well, that's pretty bad business.
Yes.
You know and I know how these folks feel, but a lot of our folks don't know that. Now, I think that we ought to really pull up our socks, and the next 90 days, as long as this thing is tense, we have a little violation of airspace over China this morning, and we might, we provoked it, it's our problem, we got off our course, but we may have trouble with China and Russia out here with this North Korean, but I would sure, I wouldn't get caught like we did when these Japs were in talking to Cordell Hull. I would watch it like nobody's business, and I'd make it the highest priority to see who they're talking to, what they're saying, what do these speechwriters. Steve Young's got one or two writing for him, and Fulbright's got a bunch of them in their committee, and,
right.
And they're out meeting lunch at different places, and I would have an overall study of that very carefully, and then I'll talk to you later, and I don't care about going through anybody, around anybody. I don't want to go over the Attorney General's head or under it. I just want you to personally take charge of this and watch it yourself, and then we'll talk about it later. I just don't want any slip-ups, and you make this Kappus up there tell you everything he knows, and watch these others. Now, the third thing is, I'm going to tell the Attorney General, and I'm going to tell the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, that I'm going to insist that everybody that has secret documents be carefully cleared, the equivalent of a Q clearance.
Yes.
And I want you to level a little harder than you ordinarily do, because there's so many things that are getting out now. Every movement our troops make, they tell the other side before they move, and they're not reading their codes, but they don't need to if our people tell them. And for instance, one of the committees up on the hill, one of their men was furnished with a form to fill out for Q clearance, and he turned it down and wouldn't fill it out. 3 days later, he came in and heard the Atomic Energy testify.
Yes.
Now, we've got to be careful about that, and I think that I've got to instruct Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, not to testify before these committees unless all their staff members that are present have a Q clearance.
Yes.
And now Russell's committees have them, I noticed, pretty well.
Yes.
And Rivers' committees have them pretty well. But I think if I were you, I'd just have my best man, Deke, whoever it is, say to those committee chairmen, the President has ordered us to check everybody in the White House and everybody else. And if I were y'all, I'd take these staff members and check them pretty carefully, because when McNamara goes up and testifies before Fulbright that we are breaking the North Vietnamese code, and a goddamn commie sympathizer goes out and tells it, they just change their code.
Certainly. That's the easy thing.
And now he's got to tell them to prove his case.
Yes.
That we knew what we were doing. He's got to testify to that. Yet they're not even cleared.
Yes, that's very true. Very true.
So we're going to have to get awfully hard on these full fields on Q clearances, particularly, it won't involve 50 people,
yeah,
but on top staff people.
That's
and
right.
I'd say of the three top committees, Appropriations, Armed Services, and Foreign Relations of the House and Senate.
Yes.
And you won't have better trouble with Russell's committee. I noticed, Bill, you won't have better trouble with Rivers. I don't think you'll have any with either appropriations.
No, I'm quite certain of that.
And I think the others, you just have to look and chase down every damn lead and see who they saw and who they talked to and when and how and so forth. Because if they had taken our soldiers out here and these other things, well, we've got to find out about it. And you're the only guy in the government that's watching it. And I think we'd already lost our government if you hadn't. So I just want to order you now to be more diligent than you've ever been in your life.
Well, I'll give it my personal attention,
right,
Mr. President.
All right.
Fine, thank you.